Welcome to I Am Anna Man. Hello, Phil.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Once more, I managed to drag you out of your dirty old bed.
Okay.
Have you cleaned it recently?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Oh, it's a sight, listeners. It really is. I don't want to... Now, look, I don't want to be mean.
Okay.
But it really is.
When did you...
Oh, well, I came round that time. Do you remember when it was quite late?
Oh.
Early late, you know, depending on how you want to see it. You know, 3 a.m. Is that early or late?
That's early.
I think that's very early, isn't it? It's very early to have not gone to bed yet.
I don't remember you.
Do you remember I had the pogo stick? I was at the window.
Phil!
Yes, you remember that? Yeah. You probably thought you were having a nightmare.
No, I do remember that. I
wondered why you didn't open the window.
Mm.
You just sort of rolled over and...
Yeah.
I was hoping to catch you at something.
No, I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying what.
Well, I was asleep.
Yes. Well, I was just there going, don't forget, Phil.
Oh, was that?
We've got the podcast.
Oh, was that?
To record.
That's what you were saying.
In 14 days.
I understand.
It was just a reminder, just in case you've forgotten. Okay. You know?
Yeah, I remember.
Because I don't know about you, but I always have loads of things on and I never finish any of them.
No.
You know, so I'm determined to do stuff. So I'm always like, and I don't think I'm good at organising. You know, I'm always like, what should we do? You know, oh, I need to tell Phil we're doing the podcast. I have to remind him, you know. What time is it? Right, it's 3 a.m. Yeah. Right, I'll do that now. Okay, you know, that's probably a good time. Do you know what I mean? And grab the pogo stick, because I'm trying to learn pogo stick at the same time. You know, so I go over there and I do that to remind Phil.
Yeah.
14 days, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you could email me.
Well, I mean, I can't work out how to turn the bloody thing on.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
At all. I'll have to get you to show me at some point.
Okay.
You know, I've tried putting in water for a start. Didn't work.
Into the
laptop.
Into the computer.
Mm. That didn't work.
Why did you think that that would...
Hmm?
Why did you think that putting water in it would help?
Well, I mean, if a flower is wilting, you put water on it, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean...
Okay, I see the thought process.
If the human body is... What is it? Is it over 100% water?
70, I think.
70? Mm. Wow. I mean, that's almost over 100.
Mm.
You know. I mean, it can't be 100. Because if it was 100, you'd just be a lake.
You're made of water. Yeah.
Or a pond. You know, you're not that big. Mm. Sue would be a river, an ocean.
Yeah.
And I'd be just a gentle stream just passing through your lives and making everyone feel, I don't know, a little bit better about everything.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. You can eat your sandwiches by the side of me if you want to. That sort of thing. Where did that come from? Oh yeah, so you know, we're 80% water. Was it 80? 70. The earth itself.
70, yeah.
There's more fish than ants, probably. I don't know.
I mean,
there's probably more fish than tigers. There's more fish than tigers.
I think probably, yeah.
And tigers are one of the most famous animals.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's all higgledy-piggledy, really.
It's all in the mix.
None of it makes sense. The world doesn't make sense.
No.
You have to stop pretending the world makes sense.
Mm.
I say this in all my, when I'm doing lectures. First off, if you want to be an actor, stop pretending the world makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, you know? Stop trying to learn your lines.
You tell them.
Just feel them.
Okay.
Hold the book. Hold it close.
Yeah.
Get the script. Hold it close to your heart, and just let your body do the work. Let your soul do the work. You know.
And that does that work?
It doesn't. In terms of the play, then being, you know, the production being in any way a representation of what was written by the writer. But the writer is. I mean, the writer's. How important is he? You know. I mean, Bill Shakes obviously is very important. But even Bill. He would have, I think he would have approved of the Anna Mann method.
Hmm.
Absorb the words
yeah.
till they're really inside you, you know, till you are the words in a way.
Yeah.
Bathe in them.
Hmm.
Rub them on your skin at night, you know.
Right.
Eat a couple of pages.
Yeah.
Just let it go into your body. And then when you get on stage, just look really confident.
Hmm.
But very harassed at the same time, and shout.
Yeah,
you know.
Because I suppose there's an argument to say that nobody really knows what they're saying.
No, I mean the character wouldn't know the lines.
No,
And because the character is the lines.
Yeah.
The audience don't know the lines unless they're those creeps who sit there and, you know. The writer doesn't know the lines.
He's dead.
Because he's probably dead. Mm. You know, because most, there's not been really a good play for hundreds of years. No. Really. Really.
No.
Really.
Really. Really. Shakespeare's definitely dead.
Yes, yeah, sadly. That was tragic. That cut me to the quick. Mm. That he, when he went.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't around.
Mm.
But when I found out he was dead, you know. Who is this man? Who wrote this? I want to meet him. Mm. Has anyone got his email address?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to email, obviously. Laptops full of water and sugar was the thing I tried second. Well, energy.
Of course.
That's what I was thinking.
I can see the, yeah.
This is why I need you here, Phil, all the time. I need you to carry my bags and wash my pants and everything, you know, because I just can't function.
Right.
I can't function. You know, I was talking to Sue the other day and I was going, Sue, we've run out of money again. A lot of it went on biscuits and we know that wasn't me.
Mm.
And I said, Sue, what are we going to do for money? And she went, get a job. And I said, Sue, I can't, what?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any other skills other than detective work. But I said I swore I'd give that up after my partner died.
What cases did you?
Oh, I cracked a few.
This is recent?
No, this is before I decided to become an actor.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Yes, very long time ago. Yes, I cracked a couple of cases. I saw it on TV and I thought, I want to be a detective because it's exciting, we solve crime. And I thought, I'm going to be a detective. I'm going to be the first female detective in Leicester.
Yeah.
But then when I came to do it, I was like, this is a lot shitter than telly.
Yeah.
I'd rather be an actor doing it. Yeah. So that's sort of one of the ways I got into acting.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's one of my many origin stories. They change a lot depending on what time I woke up or whatever. But no, I cracked a couple of cases. A vandal, a guy who was vandalising something once. He's gone away for life.
Life?
You've heard of the Red Hill ruffian. He was a ruffian in Red Hill. And he was just a bit rough.
Sort of
lout. Just a bit rough, really. Okay. Just a bit rough around the edges, and I got him done.
Oh, just, okay, personality-wise.
So it was more, in a way, it was a clean-up, really. I was more kind of getting rid of undesirables.
Like Taxi Driver.
Yes, or sort of like the Stasi. So my laptop's fucked. Oh, I can't email you. If I want to get in touch, it's the pogo stick, you know, or something of that nature. I mean, if you would live so high up. You're on the fifth floor. I had to really get a bounce before I could get anywhere close.
It was very unnerving.
I was having to really bounce.
Really heavy breathing.
Oh, I was knackered. Absolutely knackered, you know. And the bouncing was, I had to bounce off a trampoline as well. Because it was, and that was on top of a bus, you know. It was crazy what I had to do to get in touch. Yeah. Do teach me how to do email, please.
I absolutely will.
Really important. Yeah. And I'm going to need a couple more laptops.
Okay.
Because, you know, water doesn't work. Sugar doesn't work. Mm. Juices, if you know what I mean, don't work.
Juices?
Leave it at that. Fred.
Oh, right.
Freddie came around and he said, I know how to fix this. And then it was... Can't open it even. Super glue doesn't work. Same thing.
No,
and throwing it doesn't work?
No, it wouldn't, no. I should have gone through.
Just show me how to turn the thing on.
Okay.
Anyway, don't worry about that. It's only money, isn't it? Mm. I haven't got any, so it doesn't matter. But...
It was my laptop.
So the World Cup is happening.
Mm.
Sorry, Phil, I wasn't listening to you then. So the World Cup is happening. I don't know anything about sport. No. I was the last to be picked for any teams. Mm-hmm. I really was. It was just silly. I just used to giggle. I couldn't stop giggling. I remember playing hockey, you know, and they took it very seriously, hitting this thing around. What is it they hit in hockey?
A puck.
I mean, see, I was trying to trip people up with a stick, you know. Mm. But I found it all so funny. I was going, why are you being so serious about this? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, very serious.
You don't like it, do you?
No, not at all.
Can you understand why people like it?
No.
And the thing is, I try to get into it, but I overcompensate, you know. So where people are that, they're going, come on, England, come on, England. You know, I'm like, rah! You know, just... I just go mad. But anyway, Neil's coming in, so we'll chat to him about it. So let's see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. He likes me.
He loves it. It's World Cup fever, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah.
Everyone's absolutely infected. Have you been infected yet by World Cup fever?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I'm not a massive football fan.
No. How are you infected and where?
Well, it just sort of gets into my life in places really? I don't usually have football.
Do people shout football things at you?
Not so much. No, not really.
I heard a man yesterday walking up the street behind me, and he was quite an odd-looking man. He was shouting things.
What was he shouting?
England! Stuff like that. And I thought, something's going on here. There's some sort of, mad supremacist has got loose or something,
It's not far from the mark.
No, but I saw the shirt and I thought, he's just a supporter, it's fine, but it did start to annoy me after a while, all the way up the street. England! How do they say it?
England.
England.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And he was going, we're going to win. Is that one of the things?
I suppose.
And all this stuff. And I turned around and I said, ancient bloody Egypt, mate. You know, just to sort of, I don't know. And he liked that. Anyway, we went for a quick drink. And we were chatting about this and that. And it turned out he was actually a very lonely man. He has been calling ever since. And it's getting a bit much, so I may have to cut him off. There he goes on the motorbike. Anyway, World Cup fever has hit. Yeah. Now, I don't know a lot about sport, and Phil knows even less.
Very little.
So we thought, to tie it in to what's going on, we'd invite Phil's friend, Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
He's here today to chat to us about sport and football and all that stuff. This is anathema for me, I must say. Ask me to give every word of King Lear. At the drop of a hat, and I wouldn't be able to do that because I can't remember any lines. But, I'd know what you were talking about. But ask me to even hold a racket and I'll probably have some kind of, full body spasm. So, Neil, first off, what is sport?
Well, it's a big question.
Is it? It was a short question.
It was, wasn't it?
It's actually quite simple. I just said, what is sport?
It's...
I guess if you ask me what is art, I could, paint a picture or throw some orange juice at a wall or something, and go, there, see. But with sport, it's a bigger question, isn't it? How would I get in a team?
Just join a club.
Just any club?
They would probably ask for some money.
Is there a club that does all sports?
No.
It's not like a thing where you can just turn up with a racket and a ball and some boxing gloves. Oh, a leisure centre. I thought that was just like a sex thing.
I think, well...
No?
Some
leisure centres are.
I wonder if some people get that out of it,
Well, I have.
Yeah.
Many times, but I didn't... Oh, well, that's all the swimming and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, swimming's good, isn't it? Because you're sort of bobbing along.
Yeah.
And you're wet. And you can see all your body.
Yeah. I could see you wild swimming.
Really? Oh, God, I've done that. Yes, I've done that. I was almost drowned. My husband at the time, a very, very full-bearded man called Bear. Bear was his name, Bear Guinness. And he was very into nature, very into, we had to live under a big tree for a bit. Because he went quite mad, I'll be honest with you. He completely lost it. And we had to, forage and all this stuff when we were together. And we did a bit of wild swimming once. And yes, a pike got me by the foot and almost pulled me under. I think it was a pike. It was either a pike or a rock.
Right.
But something got me, And Bear luckily jumped in and threw me out, with his hand. He was very strong. Yeah. That was how we got together, was I thought, sometimes in life you just feel like you really need someone to just pick you up.
Yeah.
Like when you were a little kid and mum and dad would pick you up and care. I mean, mine wouldn't. Kept me in a cage, pretty much. Mm. But I just wanted a man to pick me up.
That's how it started. You might like Gareth Southgate.
What were we talking about?
Swimming.
Sport, yes. So anyway, I have been wild swimming. I might like Gareth Southgate. Yeah. Does he live around here? Or?
He's a very nice chap. He's in charge of the England football team.
Oh, well, you don't get anywhere being nice.
No.
Was he a sportsman himself?
Yes, he was a footballer.
He was a footballer. Mm. And that's with the kicking?
That was his route in.
Oh, wow. And how many goals did he score?
Well, he famously didn't score one goal in 1996.
Oh, shit. Mm. Oh, God, I think I remember that.
Really?
What happened?
He missed a penalty against Germany.
How could you do that?
Seems easy.
How is that even possible? What's the penalties? You've got a... That's where you've all got a chance. And do you have to sing or something? Or is it just...
There is some theatre to it. For some reason, they make them all stand on the halfway line.
Mm.
And then they have to walk with the ball from the halfway line to the penalty spot with the eyes of the world on them.
Oh, God.
And it's... Mm. I think it is theatrical.
It's very theatrical. I'd love that. They come up to the ball.
Right.
And they're looking around and they're sort of like, this is my moment. This is it. This is the chance. And then Gareth missed it.
Mm.
So if you... I mean, why would you then end up in charge? Isn't he the worst person?
Well, no, because he can take that experience and ensure that the new players don't...
He knows what it's like under pressure and how it can go wrong, and he's not going to let that happen to those young men that he's got on his team. Quite. Love it. And how are we doing? We won three?
Well, we won a penalty shootout earlier on in the week.
So and did Gareth take it?
It was a redemption story for Gareth.
Did he take the penalty?
No.
Would he be allowed?
Well, I suppose he could bring himself on as a substitute.
That'd be fun.
In his suit with his waistcoat on.
What if he would be allowed? If no one scores one for ages, the whole team, do just fans start coming out and having a go?
Well, no, you do. You go round again.
God.
All 11 take one.
The pressure.
Yeah, sounds hard.
The pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, at least when I'm on stage and I'm doing a scene that's difficult, you know, where's my elephant, I've got to, you know, where I'm, you know, wrestling with the trunk, that scene, which goes on for 20 minutes, you know, and you're upside down and you're completely covered in water, you know, the whole time. It's a really... And you've got to do a 12-page speech. But at least then I know, well, it's going to be over in a bit.
Yeah.
But with that, I mean, it could go on.
It could go on forever.
And it seems to.
Could it go on for, like, an hour?
I think the longest ever one, there was one that was 29, 28...
hours.
In the League Cup a few years ago.
Christ.
Something like that.
Would you watch a game that was just people trying to kick balls into the goal?
Just the penalties. Yeah. Well, in a way, I think it often ends that way. So we could just start there.
Cut to the chase.
Start there, see how they get on. Then you get to keep those goals, whatever.
Yeah.
So you know someone's got goals and you haven't got to watch the fucking thing.
Yeah. Put a net in the middle.
But you've got it done. Then you can play your game. And then if anyone does happen to score a goal after that, then that, you know.
I've got to be away by three. It's Uruguay against France.
Oh, you have really? Uruguay. Uruguay, it's pronounced, and it's La France. Who's your money on?
Well, France are the favourites, but I think Uruguay might pull a surprise.
Do they ever, forgive me if this is a outrageous question, but you know, the French, do they ever wear like a beret? Stuff like that.
Wouldn't it be nice if the manager wore a beret?
Oh, it would be accurate as well, because French people wear berets. Well, that's
onions
not
around the neck.
Yeah, I mean, that's not being racist or xenophobic or anything. You know, I mean, if I was to play a French character in a play, I'd have a beret, because if you didn't, no one would be like, well, what's she meant to be? And I suppose I'd speak French. And so what do the Uruguay players look like?
Well, I guess slightly shorter than average, maybe. Is that a stereotype?
Possibly.
That South Americans are short?
Oh, it's in South America.
One of their players was famous for biting an opponent during a match.
Oh, goodness, that's sensual.
Mm.
That's visceral, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm famous for biting Gertrude in Hamlet.
Oh, really?
I just went for her.
Yeah.
I really did. Teeth bared, you know? I was only playing the spear carrier. But I just wanted to be... Sometimes you've got to do things like that, get remembered.
Get
and maybe that's why he did it. Do you think that's why he did it?
Possibly. He's done it more than once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he wasn't immediately sacked from sport?
He got a ban, but not that long. 6 months or something.
6 months is nothing.
Not for biting an ear.
Not... He bit their ear off?
No, I think he bit someone's arm.
Oh.
Shoulder.
He bit their arm? He bit a shoulder off?
Yeah.
And fuck! I mean, that would take ages. He must have been an absolute monster.
He's an animal. Gnawing.
Gnawing away, Phil. It would take so long, wouldn't it? I mean, you've got to get through the bone, the flesh.
Yeah.
The cartilage, the shoulder itself. I mean, what is that, really? I mean, I'm always imagining it's just sort of like a ball in the middle.
I think it is.
You've got to get through that.
Yeah.
Fuck, what a man.
Yeah.
What a great man.
Lewis.
The Basden, that reminds me of a drunk called Freddy Basden.
In the
you know
Lewis
he once
Suarez
snorted
story.
A man?
Really?
He snorted a man.
Tried to. He'd fucking do anything. He would, honestly, back in the day, he would drink, he would smoke, he would take drugs, he tried to snort a man. He just thought, I'm going to fucking... He went to this guy, he was an actor. He was lower, you know, he was low down in the cast, but he's still human.
Yeah.
He's still a person,
yeah.
All right? Just because he only got three lines. And Fred went, I'm going to... He was off his tits, you know, in the bar, and he said, I'm going to snort you. like this to this guy, and they went, oh, Mr. Baz, you know, because he thought he was joking, because you wouldn't, you know. And he's like, I'm going to snort you right up my nose because I've run out of cocaine. That's what he says.
Aggressive.
Very aggressive. It was off his tits, you know. I mean, he had a great sense of humour. And this, Freddie Flowers, his name was, and he was laughing. Oh, yes, Mr. Basden, yes, yes. He wasn't foreign, but I like to pretend he was.
Sure.
You know, yes, Mr. Basden, yes, very funny, you know. And he adored him. He adored him. He was in the play because of Basden. He loved him. He loved his work. He wanted to be like him. Right up until the point Basden tries to snort him.
Yeah.
And he got a bit of flesh. He was...
Where did he... I mean...
He went for the top of the head, straight up like that.
Right, and he got a bit of...
Powerful nose. Well, yeah. Think of all the cocaine he'd had, you know, that was pure. It was just like a Hoover, really, by that point. Poor kid runs out in tears, never acts again, you know. What were we talking about? Sport. It is a sad story, but that's what I'm trying to say. This man from Jorge, what was the man's name?
Luis Suarez.
Mm. So he bit his shoulder off, and then what? They just carried on, or he went...
Well, he was sent off.
Sent off? Who by?
I'm not sure the ref noticed during the game.
The ref? Oh, you have a ref? Mm. Otherwise, all hell breaks loose. Mm. And he's like a director, in a way. Do you think football would be better if at half-time... Is this half-time?
I guess.
They would say, scene? I don't know.
It's
I don't
worth
know.
A try, isn't it?
I don't know who I can ask if they want to do that. FIFA. And who's that?
That's the governing body.
What?
It was run by some crooked Swiss people.
Oh, really? Oh, well, all the Swiss are crooked. Mm. You know that, don't you? All of them. I mean, and I have evidence of this, you know, and I'm sorry for our listeners in Switzerland, but you're crooked. I told you about the time I bought that cuckoo clock.
I don't think so.
Did I not mention that? I never told you about that.
No.
Oh, gosh, I got it home and there was no cuckoo.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe that's a leap to then say all the Swiss are crooked.
Oh, that's what you're basing.
Yes, but I think, you know, I'm not one of these people that likes to gather an opinion from lots of evidence. Sure. I like to have one little thing happen and then blame a huge amount of people. And that's actually quite fashionable at the minute. It's really coming back. I mean, they are short, for example.
Yeah.
So, Neil, I know you've got to go to your game, but if I wanted to do a sport, is that how you say it?
Yep.
If I wanted to do a sport, who would I have to contact? I mean, do I have to audition, or do I have to pay?
Well, some sports are free.
Football if I wanted to just, free, it's quite free. Well, okay, so if I wanted to just get a ball now and just go outside and kick it, would that be, who would I have to ask?
You could do it in the park for nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, would I have to speak to my agent first?
You have to
or
get
anything,
a football.
Or? Right.
So,
buy one.
Oh, you've got to pay for the football, haven't you?
Borrow one.
Borrow a football. So I could borrow a football.
Just make one out of pay.
I mean, that's lovely. I feel like I've missed out here. You know, I could have just been doing that for free, because I have to pay for most of the jobs I get in acting, you know, just to... But it's worth it. Speculate to accumulate, you know, exactly. You do. And it's never my money anyway.
Sort of internship.
It's normally Sue's. What?
Sort of internship.
Yes, in a way, but it's one that's been going on for 50 years.
Mm.
But one day, it will come up trumps, you know, and I'm very excited for that day. And if I die then, I won't know anyway, that's what I say. But the idea of just being able to go on a park and kick a ball.
Yeah.
What about cycling? I can see you cycling.
Really?
Mm.
Where do you see me cycling?
Around the Sussex Downs.
So I'd need a bike for that, and I'd need to know how to ride one.
Yeah.
What's the easiest sport to start with?
Running.
Punching? Running. What about jumping? Now, one last thing. It makes us very patriotic, doesn't it? The World Cup. You know, we see our team, England. They are our team. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I didn't make them or pick them, they're mine. Mm-hmm. You know, and they belong to me, and they belong to you, and they belong to you. And they represent all of us. And it makes me feel so great about England.
Yeah.
You know, this wonderful country, and King Arthur, and... Yeah. You know, fish and chips, you know, a baked onion,
right?
Stuff like that.
I don't think the boys are allowed to have fish and chips anymore.
Oh, really? Why not?
They used to eat that sort of thing.
Nowadays,
in the old days, but now it's all couscous, pasta and protein bars.
Pasta.
They're allowed to have sex. There's a thing about sex before.
Not allowed to have sex.
Something about sex before a game.
Oh, or God.
Was that boxing?
Are they allowed to drink? Are they allowed to drink beer even before the game?
No.
Gosh.
Sounds awful.
Are they allowed? I mean, they're allowed a little doobie or something because the pressure must be immense.
No, they would fail the drugs test.
You get tested for drugs?
Afraid so.
Well, that's us out, Phil.
Definitely.
Cripes. What? But anyway, what I was saying was it makes you very patriotic. What I find, it makes you incredibly patriotic about Britain and England specifically and the people in it. And then you go out and meet them.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they're really great. Have you been out recently, Phil? Because there's more of them all the time, yeah. People.
Gotcha.
And some of them are really grim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you heard them all saying, "It's coming home"?
Yeah.
Yes.
Has that confused you?
It did a bit. I thought, my take was, because you know I can get very paranoid, and my, from the drugs for a start, and my take was, what is coming home?
Yeah.
And I had the image of this sort of gelatinous blue blob,
yeah,
that was like 1,000 meters wide,
right,
and it was coming home, you know, back to the planet that had spawned it,
yeah,
millennia ago, and now it was gonna, oh goodness, it's coming home.
Yeah, it's a whole new spin on it.
It's coming home. It's
sinister.
Oh god, yeah. I don't know if I want it to come home, Phil.
I don't.
I want it to stay wherever it is. And that's not me being racist. No. I just do. I don't want that coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But anyway, they are gross. The one sat next to me the other day on a bus, and he was on a phone talking to someone. And he goes, "It's Martin!" You know. "It's Martin! I'll see you at McDonald's!" Or something. Yeah. You know. "Me, Martin! You know, it's Martin!"
Yeah.
"Oh, who is this? You fuck off, you know. Martin! No, I'll be there 20 minutes! McDonald's! Martin! It's Martin!" Like that, you know. And then at the end, he goes, I thought, what was he talking to? And then at the end, he went, "I'll be wearing a red rose!" You know, he was on a blind date.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that's a surprise. I didn't expect that.
Mm.
But this guy, I turned around and said, "Could you be a little bit quieter, please? Some of us are trying to sing."
Yeah.
You know, because I always sing on buses. Mm-hmm. People love me for it. Mm. I'm known as the singing bus girl. And then afterwards I pass around a hat and I go, "Come on, give me all your fucking cash."
Yeah.
You know, and it works. It really does, especially if you're armed.
Yeah.
And so I some of us are trying to sing, mate. Oh, God. He said, "Oh, you're probably a socialist."
Right.
And you fucking, what? How dare you? Mm-mm. How dare you? I mean, I am.
Yeah.
But I said, "Don't you ever assume that of me, you know." He said, "Oh, you're one of them, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean by that? Excuse me, man.
Corbinite.
What? Corbinite.
Yeah, something like that.
"You're made of Corbinite."
Yeah.
Or something like that, he said. And I got him by the scruff of his neck, and I just, in one movement, I just twatted it on into the front seat, and gushing blood from his nose, and he ran off the bus, screaming and crying. And everyone applauded me, you know, for it. I mean, there's only one other person on the bus, and that was Sue Clinch.
Yeah.
She was at the back, obviously, because she often will just get on the back of the bus and just ride all day.
Ride all round, yeah.
You just keep going all day. Because, well, bless her. I mean, she's not well, and she's got nothing to live for, really. Not these days. So she likes to sit on the back of the bus, and woe betide you if you end up sitting anywhere near her, because you will... I mean, sometimes I have to act. You know, if someone's being rude to me, I will defend myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's... like the man biting the shoulder off in the football, you know?
Mm. Yeah, sort of self-defense.
It's more than fair enough. Maybe he thought someone... What happened to the man after his shoulder was...
He was okay.
Oh, he was?
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
He survived.
And did he carry on playing? He's still a player?
He is, yeah.
Oh, bless him. Yeah. Well, that was Neil. Thank you, Neil. Thank you. A round of applause for Neil. Talking a bit about sport.
Yeah.
Do you feel any more enlightened about it all?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe slightly less.
Less so? You feel
possibly.
More confused?
It seems complicated.
Shall we try a sport and...
Okay.
And see what happens?
Have you got one in mind?
Come back and then... What's the best? Javelin.
Let's start with javelin.
On bikes? No, just javelin. Why do I always have to go too far? Anyway, I don't... By the time you hear this, England... will or won't be in the World Cup, or the World Cup will have finished, or football will have stopped as a sport, or the blob will have come down and,
of course,
you know, which I do, it's coming home. Mm. It's coming home. Oh, God. Is that what it means? I hope that's not what it means. Other than that, all there is to say is if you liked this absolute silly old nonsense, this silly old girl chatting about rubbish with her dirty little friend, please do subscribe, review, tell us what you think, and feel free to ask in any sending any questions. Actually,
yeah.
Send any questions if you go on Twitter at Colin Holt. That's a name I picked at random.
Yeah.
Try that, Holt, and
we'll answer them.
Yes. All right. Goodbye, my darlings. Love you. Bye. It's coming.